For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many people who worked with or were close to former President George H.W. Bush are remembering him. James Baker, his Secretary of State and one of his closest friends, says history will be kind to Mr. Bush.
He will be remembered as our most successful one-term president, and perhaps the most successful presidents of all time. His presidency, while it was only 4 years, was extraordinarily consequential.
His son George mentioned one thing his father said to him when he became president.
I love you. You know, as corny as that sounds to some, it is the most important words you can hear in life.
Air Force One will carry Bush's body from Texas to Washington, D.C. on Monday, where it will lie in state at the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
At least two people were injured when a tornado touched down at Kings Bay Naval Base in southeast Georgia. Earlier, the same storm slammed into Taylorville, Illinois. More than two dozen people were injured there. WBBM reporter Nancy Hardy.
There are unconfirmed reports of at least a dozen tornadoes tearing through central Illinois. Governor Bruce Rauner activated the State Emergency Operations Center.
We're still assessing damage because so much of it happened after dark, but Taylorville seemed to have gotten the worst of it.
The governor says they've sent personnel and equipment to that city of about 11,000 just southeast of the state capital. There are no reports of any fatalities, but about two dozen injuries and damage to homes and businesses. Plus, the governor says the roof of the National Guard armory was ripped off. Nancy Hardy, Chicago.
Also earlier, a twister killed one person in Aurora, which is in southeast Missouri. Wind speeds were clocked at 105 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a ceasefire in America's trade war with China. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump's agreed with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for at least 90 days while trade talks between the two nations continue. The president also agreeing to cancel planned January 1st increases in tariffs he's already imposed on China. The White House, in turn, getting a very substantial purchase of American farm, energy, and industrial goods from China. The president having reached the deal with Chinese leaders during a Saturday night dinner at the close of the G20 summit in Argentina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands gathered in Poland Sunday to talk about the weather. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The UN's Patricia Espinosa says the conference takes place at a time when we urgently need to address the issue of climate change.
The effects that are happening are affecting communities around the world, casualties, destruction in so many places, suffering, a lot of suffering derived from the consequences of climate change.
This year marks the deadline agreed by signatories of the Paris Agreement to adopt a work program for the implementation of the commitments they made in 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.